Good evening, everyone. It is the Hungry Guys. It is Monday, July 9th, and I am here, your host, Mark from the Hungry Guys. What is up, everyone? And I am currently in Winnipeg, Manitoba. I came here for the weekend for my sister's birthday. But anyways, getting back to the segment, I am joined by one of my longest best friends, known him since
nursery.
Wow, I was 4 years old. That's a long time. And I'm currently turning 29, so almost 25 years of friendship. And yeah, what can I say? I'll let him introduce himself. And
hey, what's up, guys? My name's Emmanuel Sangling, and I'm actually the author of an upcoming book called Believe and Rise, and I'm just here chilling with my bro, Mark.
And I think it's something to watch out for, so make sure that you go follow him on your the Instagram. What's your Instagram?
ES Believe and Rise. ES Believe and Rise. Go check it out. I have a few quotes on there that I put. I'll be coming out with my book real soon. Just got to do a few more interviews with a few people, and we get it published and launched. Maybe even an ebook. We'll see how it goes.
Ooh, ebooks. First I've heard of this. So, me and Eman were talking about Mondays. And it was perfect because I didn't even realize it was a Monday. I keep losing track of days. But now it's a perfect way to get into the topic. So I'll let Eman get into it.
So the story behind it is I used to work a lot of overnight shifts. And I used to be sleep deprived almost every day. I went through sleep deprivation and it was constantly beating me up. But people always ask me, it's like, you go through all of the sleep deprivation, yet you have such a positive outlook on life. And I thought about it. And the main reason behind it is gratitude. I'm thankful for each day that we're given. And a book came to mind called Motivation Manifesto by Brendan Burchard. You should check it out. One of the lines he says in there is, I'm thankful for yesterday's rest, no matter its length. And I thought about that. And, you know, each day, a lot of us dwell about everything that's negative that we're exposed to. But we don't actually focus on the fact that we are able to be here. Because think about it. Today, the time right now, this present time, is technically our gift, right? It's our gift from God. So we need to take advantage of this moment. But what I wanted to say is that so many people dwell about Mondays, but why not just be thankful that you are given a Monday? Because you're not promised tomorrow. None of us are. We need to be thankful the fact that you are given this exact opportunity and you need to take advantage of it every single day. Just focus on what you can do today. Stop focusing on the past. Stop focusing on what you could have done. Because that's just taking up all this space and energy that you can use towards your future. It may not seem like you're accomplishing much right now, but once you compound it through time, you'll see the final result. So basically what I'm saying is live today with gratitude. Be thankful. Because it could be so much... your life could be worse. All right, that's it.
Yeah, exactly. And what I'm grateful for is time with friends. And especially right now, it's reminding me of... Yeah, it does remind me of being grateful for today, being grateful for the present moment, because I'm only visiting here in Winnipeg, and it's these times where I do need to see my friends the most, because I never get to see them, and they always remind me to stay humble, to remind me to be grateful, to be present, because if you don't get reminded, if you don't have those people surrounding you that help you feel that type of way, then you won't have that foundation to be able to rely on. And And I'm grateful for that. I'm grateful for the friendships that I made. I'm grateful for the foundation that I have. And it's just having the attitude of gratitude. So
actually, there's a motivational speaker by the name of Zig Ziglar.
He
says, you're the average of the five people you spend the most time with. So with Mark saying that it's the foundation, it's the people that you surround yourself with, it has everything to do with that. If you're the best on the worst team, that means you have no growth. But if you're the worst on the best team, that means you're always going to grow. So surround yourself with winners, and you're always going to win.
Mm-hmm. Word. Any last words?
Well, that's actually one of the powers that I talk about in my book.
Ooh, so that means you guys have to watch out for that book coming out.
Yeah, it's the second power, which is surroundings. The power of your surroundings.
Perfect.
Yes.
Awesome. Any last words for the viewers or listeners?
Last words. Believe and rise.
Hey,
believe in yourself and rise. Hey. Get up and do it now.
Hey, I like that. So be sure to check him out on Instagram at @esbelieveandrise. You can follow him. He has a lot of inspiring words. If you ever need of that motivation, just search him up, read his posts. I'm pretty sure you'll find something that you'd be able to relate to. So I just want to sign off for this grateful Monday. Thank you for people who have been joining in and listening to us. I really do appreciate all your love and support that you guys have been giving us, the Hungry Guys. As you can tell, if you follow us on our Instagram, we have changed it to Hungry Social because we are open to more than just food. We are open to anything and everything. So let us know if you guys want to, any topics that you guys want us to talk about. Send us at hungryguys247@gmail.com or at info@hungrysocial.com or hungrysocialinc.com. So, and this is us signing off. We are the Hungry Guys. Let's eat.